number eight?
Let's see. So I think we have Peter and Fabian. Anthony?
Yes.
Amanda? Yes. Elizabeth? Okay. If anyone else is on, let us know that if I'm not mentioning your name. And then we have some regrets from folks. Okay. Let's see. Review and adopt the agenda. Okay. I'll just assume that...
I just asked Barry. He is going to call in a few seconds.
Oh, okay. Great.
And then I suggest let's wait for him then.
Okay.
Well, I think let's just start. I don't know how literally he meant to call it this.
Literally. Yeah, because the first item that we're going to go through is important to the launch. I mean, how we are going to partition the tracks and subtracks, which is what Steve and Barry will have to present to the community. So, I mean, that's almost the first order of business. So I suggest we better...
Well, I see Elizabeth Florescu has joined the organizing committee.
Yes. Maybe, yeah. Let me take have the honor to introduce Elizabeth. The reason why I brought Elizabeth and I guess some of the principals of the Millennium Project team in is because we are talking about the future, and these are the people I know who really knows how to study the future. The Millennium Project has been around since, I think, 1992 in one way or the other. Elizabeth Florescu is the Director of Research for the project, and they have been doing all sorts of future study, and Elizabeth personally has been the lead in the environmental scan that produced environmental security report that is commissioned by Army, so, and she has been doing it for years. So, it's an honor to have you with us, Elizabeth.
It's an honor for me to join you.
Yes, welcome then, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Okay, do we still want to wait for Barry? Barry, are you on?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Then we'll continue. We just introduced Elizabeth Florescu. Now, the second agenda item is structuring the summit. I guess let's talk about that. We have a number of tracks and subtracks. Currently, well, I'm not sure how we resolved it because we had some email exchange after our last meeting about possibly restructuring the tracks.
May I make a suggestion?
Please.
Let's just get through it very quickly. I don't care. I mean, it is just a way for us to organize our work, and there is no perfect solution, and we have a very long agenda. So, I don't care really. We'll just make it quick.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Fabian, Peter Yim here, as I mentioned on the email, the partitioning is just for us, because once the questions get tossed out to the community, the mailing list goes all over the place, and I mean, we have no control over it anyway. So it's more for us and for us to understand who is championing which segment of the discussion. So that those champions could synthesize that one particular issue as such. So either way is fine, and I'm happy with the original three tracks, and now I'm happy with the new proposals by Anthony and Arturo on sort of three tracks and sort of two time frames. That's fine. And since most of the preparation are done with the latest proposal, I suggest we just adopt it here.
That's fine. I think the champions are going to remain the same, so hopefully they'll clarify what they're up to.
Right, right. And yeah, I think the clarification of, I mean, who's would the, on the mission of each of the subtract is probably more important than what we call it. It's just a label.
Okay, so maybe we could talk immediately about the panel that's coming up.
So before
we want to structure the summit then?
Yeah, before we jump on, I want to hear what Barry has to say, though, because Barry and Steve will have to present this in 2 days to the community. So Barry and yourself and Steve, are you comfortable with this?
Barry, are you on mute?
Sorry, yes, I am on mute. I'm still settling in after a bit. I'm willing to go along with what Steve said.
Steve didn't say anything on this issue, but the rest of us are happy with this latest proposal, so... If you're happy, then let's go with it then.
I don't want to make objections if no one else wants to make objections.
Fantastic.
Okay. Do we want to talk about structuring the session Thursday?
You want to...
Talk about the subtract of the other tracks, or rather, who are the subtract readers, or is that work that resolved with me without me notice? I mean, so far, if I remember correctly, we have mainly discussed the environmental scan and found subtract. People who led the subtract. So we didn't do the same thing for the other track.
Yeah, I think the emphasis is supposed to be on track one for Thursday. Is that right? The scan, environmental scan?
No. This Thursday is the launch. We'll have to sort of present to the entire community how we're going to do this. I mean, it marks the beginning of the summit, we present to the community that, I mean, this is the theme, this is how we're going to partition the discussion, this is the process that we're going to take over the next 3 months or so. That's this Thursday. And I guess next Thursday, immediate following week, we will go into the next level of details. I'm envisioning if we are doing surveys, then we actually will launch the surveys. I mean, we'll tell people, explain what the surveys are, and then ask them to respond.
Okay, so it sounds like we have to introduce all the tracks then.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
And set the goals for the summit. Right?
Absolutely. This will be this Thursday.
Okay, so we need to... know if any of the champions for the particular tracks will be present and can talk about what they're intending.
Right. That's what we need to discuss. Now, I mean, I agree with maybe talking about the Thursday agenda and then coming back to the tracks and subtracks. The major thing as sort of the session organizer, I would want to know is who is speaking. The alternatives are we could let Steve and Barry do all the talking, or we could let them do the high-level talks and then introduce all the champions who will then talk a little bit about what they are planning to do on their tracks. These are two alternatives, plus whatever else people can think of.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm open to either one, so...
for Barry.
Yes, I've already made my presentation describing how I view the ontology certification accreditation needs of the future. So I don't think it would make sense for me to do that a third time. I can introduce the thing with a few words, if you like, and summarize very quickly, but that would be my view.
I mean, I guess the message to the community is what we want to do and how we want them to engage.
So I think I probably have quite radical views on those two questions. If you want me to express these radical views, I would be happy to do so. That would probably turn the whole thing into a more argumentative session rather than a session which would be presenting the summit project in a more pedestrian way.
I think we need, I mean, the goal of this thing is, first of all, to present the project and to kick off the discussion. So having something which is, argumentative or something which makes people want to respond and to participate in the discussion isn't a bad thing. But we need, before we can do that, they need to understand, or the community needs to understand what it is about. So starting with something on the first sentence which is argumentative might not serve that purpose. Right?
Yes, I think that we need to kind of lay out the structure first, and once that's done, I mean, when we introduce the tracks, you know, that might be a point where an argumentative position might actually stir the conversation.
Yes, and we don't need the real conversation as much as we need the people to know what the conversation would be and how the process, what would be the process to do it, because we have another 3 months and two face-to-face days to roll it out.
Exactly. Now, excuse me, it's true that I came in later, but what I think we should attach to the tags is deadlines. When is the time period that each is taking place? I might be out of the 90s since I came in later, but I would like to test that. And if other people are coming in later in the discussion, they will need to know that too.
Yeah, I think we need to lay out what we know of the structure so far. In other words, the focus of the panels that we have planned. Currently, we have 3 panels planned addressing each of the tracks, so we should lay out the date for that and notify everyone what we'll be addressing.
Right, that's what I mean, too. Yes.
Yes.
So if it wasn't done yet, then I think we should think about that and eventually even have it ready for Thursday.
Yeah, we already have that. Yeah, we already have those dates. It's further down this meeting page. 2 meetings ago, we've already got. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I think presenting that though will be. I mean, I think that's a useful thing to do, along with, like, giving people some sense of what their stake is in coming in at different times, right? Which is where a little bit of argumentativeness doesn't hurt, but the sort of thing that would be the point at which we're talking about, to go into this area and try and figure something out.
Would it be useful to lay out this concept map?
Yes, I think definitely so. Maybe not in full detail, but at least on the high level, on how we're partitioning.
So one way of structuring Thursday's meeting is, again, you know, this is only a suggestion, is Barry and Steve to introduce you know, the goal, if you will, or goals of the summit, you know, I guess let folks know, and perhaps Peter can do this, the logistics, what the upcoming meetings are, and the date of the summit. And then perhaps then Anthony and Arturo could talk about the concept map and their kind of overview. Not in any real detail because they'll be concentrating next week on the track itself. And then, you know, subsequently the other track co-champions could talk about how they see their track and the kinds of input they would like and discussion questions and so forth.
So, yeah, track missions.
Okay, yeah, track missions.
Sounds great.
Yeah, any feedback? Now I know that there's some subtracks, too, so Amanda, you know, what we have is, and we're not quite sure where these subtracks go yet, depending on the structure, but we do know what they are. One is kind of current environmental scan, however we're characterizing that Anthony and Arturo are addressing, but beneath that, or perhaps equal to that, is the, you know, current career, present career opportunities and challenges that I think that Amanda and Ralph are addressing, and then maybe the future aspects which Elizabeth may address. Is that right? I mean, those were originally subtracks of the first track, but I'm not sure quite where they are right now.
If you click on the link that says earlier under the Arturo and Anthony's report, if you click on the link that says the second, this message, the second, the in this message and this message, the second this message, that is the proposal Anthony and Arturo are making.
It requires a login. I'm not sure what my login is.
Okay, I'll read it out to you. Maybe Anthony, you could explain the how that is divided now.
Okay, well, what I proposed was that the main tracks should be, if you like, thematic. So one is dealing with content, one with quality issues, and the other with a more general sort of purpose and thing. And that within each of those, the subtracks would be what's going on now, in other words, the present, and what do we need to develop for the future, in other words, the future, the future part. And what Arturo pointed out, this is basically just a refactoring of what we already had. You know, what we already had was that we had the main tracks for present versus future, and then within those, the subtracks distinguished between things like content and quality and so on. I guess it probably doesn't make a lot of difference which way we do it. It's just that I think we do actually need to make a decision as to which way we do it, because otherwise we're all going to get hopelessly confused when we talk about tracks and subtracks.
Yeah, so I mean, I see your proposal as kind of a matrix, right? With the
that's really what it is. Yes.
Yeah, with the vertical three vertical tracks, and then the horizontal track. Two tracks are, you know, the current practice and the future practice.
Yeah.
So that means that, you know, the if we agree with that, the horizontal track, our folks, Ralph and Amanda and Elizabeth, you know, work with them among themselves, but also I guess with the other co-champions or the other tracks. Is that right?
Yes and no. Elizabeth and Peter will be. I don't think Amender and Ralph would, because Amender and Ralph are taking the, if we, as per our discussion, would be taking the sort of career and professional side of things, industry side of things, whereby a lot of the other co-champions will be looking at the more academic side of things. Yeah, Peter and Elizabeth are working on an instrument that helps get those answers, especially for on the future outlook of those. So Peter and Elizabeth would be working on something that's agnostic. We're just sort of the instruments to help round up the answers.
Amanda, you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm not sure that I actually have the same understanding of how our this purpose present track relates to the others. So I just want to double check that I am not against what Peter just said.
Amanda, just one interjection. Yeah. I mean, I also have questions, sort of issue with the label purpose. But go ahead.
I think it's the right label, right?
Yeah.
So, what I was going to say is, in regards to this discussion, something that Barry said last time, which I agree with and actually was assuming, but I think probably shouldn't assume, I'm seeing basically content track is what is the content of training and education preparation for ontologists. Quality is what are the mechanisms, right? But how is this delivered? How do you make sure it's good? How is it coordinated, etc.? But to label there as purpose, I see it's not so much industry versus academic. It should include both. It's rather what do ontologists do? What kind of jobs do they have? What kind of skills do they need? I think in the present part it would also incorporate somewhat possibly, you know, how the people who are working now, where did they get those skills? But that's how I understood it. So it could include academic positions, but or research positions, but the emphasis is on not on the formulation of the future training and education, but on the working context that it's preparing people for.
Yeah. Maybe the best title for that track is indeed context. You just used that word.
Yeah, I thought about that, and then, you know, I had the internalized voices of thousands of people in many different conversations, wrapping my hand away from the keyboard, including my own at several points, but it's so overloaded. But professional context might, just adding the additional word in there might
yeah,
say
that. Yeah, sounds great. So,
okay.
Shall we?
Okay, good.
So different from, I mean, what Elizabeth and I will be doing that's very differently from what Amanda and Ralph is doing is that we just sort of serve the instrument and help everybody else get some answers, especially from a futures perspective.
I guess part of what has to be done then is that at least the co-champions need to be able to define or at least discuss what their track is about so that people know, you know, who to address discussions with and, you know, which in some cases many tracks will be involved, but they probably want to know who the foci are and, you know, the topics associated with that. So as long as we make that clear, or roughly clear.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Because here there are three different aspects and approaches, but which have to work together. And one is the environmental scanning per se that Anthony was mentioning, that will include content and policy that is going on now, so we know what is going on now. Then the open, more open ending, ending one that Amanda mentioned on what do ontologies do, and also look at it from present point of view. And there is a third approach, the survey, that itself has two different phases, one that is the open-ended, one that we have to answer, and Peter will go in more details later on in this call, and then the second that goes out to more people to see and so what for the future. However, we all three have to work together, because we don't want to ask questions that are already answered today. We don't want to look at items that we think would relate to the future, but Amanda or Ralph or Anthony will say, hey, this is already happening now. So, and my point is that all three have to work together, although they all will know what they are doing. But the three teams have to work together. They're very tightly. And that's a side of the whole other discussion. Because maybe not all of you want to get all the time all this email and exchange. I see at least for the next 7-10 days a pretty heavy exchange of emails in order to settle who is doing what and what is going on in the field, so we know what to ask for the future.
Elizabeth, you're absolutely correct that this is all intertwined with each other, and that's actually, I mean, this is now the third round, I think, or fourth round where we discuss how to structure it, and that's why in the beginning said, I don't really care how we structure it, because I think it will work. It only works if we all work together, and it doesn't really make much difference how we structure it. Since, independent of what structure we give the whole conversation, we will have to work together. So, I think we are all aware of that.
Yeah, I think there's logistics involved in this. I mean, we talked about the separate email threads, distribution lists, and we also talked about, having a wiki presence. It doesn't much matter, how the tracks are structured, but we do need to address how we're going to create distribution lists and supposedly have dedicated wiki pages.
Right. Okay.
And the kickoff Thursday, we need to mention that.
Yes. If people would refresh their page now and look below 24K0, purple number 24K0, I've essentially jot down what I understand to be now the decision on how we partition. So let's make sure we all understand this correctly, and then we also agree with the with how Anthony and Arturo has sort of pegged the co-champions into each of the track or subtrack.
Yeah, I think this is fine for now.
This will be presented on Thursday, then.
And, okay.
By the way, I can't open these messages either.
Pardon?
What is the login?
Okay.
That's the link to this message and this message.
That's the archive. Peter sends out a note with the...
Right. Does anybody remember it?
Yeah, the username is... Oh, hold on a second. It's, Ontology Summit with 4. Wait, hold on a second. Let me double check. With hyphens. And I know that the password is summit-2010.
Can you repeat that again, Amanda?
Yeah. The password is summit-2010, and I think that the username is ontology.
The username is the same as the list name.
Okay, then that's it then.
Okay, good.
summit.org.
And the password is summit-2010.
Yeah.
2010. Okay, good. Thank you.
Are you getting it?
No, I'm not typing yet.
ontology-summit.org.
So it's the same as the prefix on the mailing list?
Yeah, it's fine. It works.
Okay, anyone still has trouble getting in to the archives? Okay, I guess we're all in there. So there's a content track with the present being to be championed by Arturo and Anthony, and future championed by Leo and Michael. Quality track present by Arturo and Anthony, future by Barry and Nicola. And then the professional context will be Amanda and Rob. And then the future studies instrument by Peter and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go back to the agenda.
Okay.
Let's pass over the track, subtract, characterization, labels. What about the organizational questions?
Anthony.
Yeah, okay. That's why I can talk about this, because we were asked to come up with, for our tracks and subtracks, a track mission, an appropriate label, and pertinent questions. So Arturo and I had a discussion about this, and we came to the conclusion that as far as the pertinent questions are concerned, that there are subtracts, which are the present ones, in other words, the ones relating to the environmental scan. We wanted to distinguish what we called organizational questions from questions of substance, the point being that the organizational questions, which you can see listed at 240Y, or 24OY, are ones which sort of cut across tracks. Any of the tracks which are involved with investigating the present, you've got the issue of, okay, how's the information going to be collected, how will it be organized, how will it be made available, and who will be responsible. And so that's going to apply to the content track, present subtrack, and also to the other present subtracks. And then separate from that, there are the questions of substance, if you like, which are going to be particular to the particular tracks. And the ones we came up with are the ones which you can see listed at 24OW,
for the content track and 24OX for the quality track. I don't think there's any point in my going through those, but you can see those listed there. So that was the idea, that organizational questions should be kept separate from questions of substance.
Okay, and I guess we'll try to make this clear in the conversation Thursday.
Yes, perhaps at this point I should say I'm not going to be present on Thursday, but Arturo will be, so he can speak for the things which we are doing together.
Okay. Okay, and I guess when one of the tracks presents, when somebody from the track presents or talks Thursday, that it'll probably generate some questions and suggestions, so including for these questions, I think.
Barry?
I guess at the least, each track champion should have their missions fairly clear and posted to the mailing list so that we make sure we don't sort of misunderstand each other, overlap, or leaving major gaps uncovered.
I have a question about that. I mean, Barry, are you or Nicola, is Nicola and you, are you going to work together on this quality track? Because I think I have a very good feeling for what Antonio and Anthony have done, and but for the quality track, so far we haven't even settled. I expect that we are talking about quality insurance for professionals, what we call professional education course or something, but is this the only thing we are talking about? Do we also talk about university courses?
They want to talk about both. And since when we addressed the number of industrial organizations with ontologist needs, there was a strong opinion expressed by the industrial people that a university course would be much preferred. I think the two, in fact, overlap.
Okay, but maybe university course wasn't, I should have asked. Do we talk about short-term 10-day thing only, or do we talk about a master's program? I mean, the question is, when we talk about quality insurance and accreditation, my question is, what is the scope of the things that we look at that we want to ensure quality of?
Is Nicola on the call?
No, Nicola is not on the call. He sent in his...
I will touch base with Nicola before Thursday. We're only going to have a few minutes to express some general ideas. And I think that the answer to the question you just raised, Fabian, will have to manifest itself over the course of this summit.
I was going to say, something in the last call, I had the impression that track actually incorporated that question. So it wasn't just the quality, but how... you know, quality was part of this larger question of how should this be delivered, how should this be managed.
Yes. So I think that we're going to have to consider a number of different possibilities at different levels, but I don't think we can focus on anything in detail on Thursday. But I will discuss this with Nicola, and if you wish, Fabian, we can include you in the discussion.
Well, I have not a strong opinion. It was a naive scope question, so, you know.
Yes, so...
Of course, I'm, you know, open for discussions where nobody wants or preclude any discussion on the list. Not that we ought to do that, if we wanted to.
but if we want to kick off a meeting, we need to define a goal, and we need to come up with at least some structure, even if the structure might be changed in the course of the discussion. But I think scoping questions are probably something to be settled at least initially settled by the people who are organizing the conference or the event than by the community itself, because I mean that's what, if we don't do that, what are we doing at all, right?
Let's just cover this ground very quickly. I think that the quality track is about how we create a high quality accreditation / certification program which will bring about a situation where there were more trained ontologists which are themselves doing high quality work. So there are two levels at which quality is, and the institutions and so forth, and the other is the quality of the people who are trained through those courses.
So it actually seems to me that it's a delivery track of which quality is a main concern.
Yeah, that would probably be a sensible renaming, although delivery is a bit...
It's not great either, but...
But yes, that's what it is. So that's the way I view it. Now, if anybody objects...
Let me make a suggestion here. I would suggest to have to include in the presentation the goal that we have that we want to solve that problem for two things. First, the short professional course of, let's say, roughly 10 days, and another master's program. The reason why I'm suggesting that is...
I'm happy. I actually agree with you that they are the two appropriate... there's no point going any further unless someone else objects.
Yeah, okay.
There's no objection. And I want to capture this into the notes, but I didn't catch your words. So if you would post that to the mailing list, that would be great. That's number one. I also want to capture, or I want to propose that Fabian joins Barry and Nicola in the co-championship of the quality track.
I approve that.
Yeah, making...
It would be good in any case, because they can then give that stamp of approval on our accreditation.
Yep. Sounds great.
Okay, good.
Just to summarize, I will make contact with Nicola. I will summarize to Nicola what we just talked about. I will CC Fabian, and between now and Thursday, we will create a strategy for presenting all of this within a few minutes.
Fantastic.
And let me just talk very briefly about the content track. Michael and I haven't met, but... the content is probably the easiest part, except where it gets elaborated in discussions. And of course, what we want to do is be kind of breadth first as opposed to depth first. So I have a kind of an initial draft of a straw man that I sent to Michael. Aspects of it include, again, how it will be focused. So, in other words, you can imagine undergraduate courses. They may come from the same set of courses, but there'll be certain ones that are core and even addressed at more elementary levels, perhaps, than a graduate course that's the equivalent. And so you can even think of an associate degree as a two-year degree that you may want to address, and maybe that's correlated with the professional certification that Barry has in mind, or perhaps not, depending. And then a master's degree, both final terminal professional, which is essentially you're a certified ontologist, go forth. but also a master's that's preparatory to a PhD. That's about where we are.
Can I make some comments?
Sure.
I think what Leo just said is actually consistent with what I had in mind, given that in my university, at least, it's quite easy to create the kind of subchapter of a master's program or a certificate program, which people can take more easily and more quickly as an add-on to whatever their main degree might be. So would that meet your expectations, Leo, or are you thinking of something else?
No, I think that that's fine. You know, I know that there's, I think it's fine. I think it's correlated.
Leo?
Yes.
I think we are now at the boundary question. I'm a little surprised that you said, I mean, I agree with what you said, but I thought that this would be discussed rather in the delivery or quality section.
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, what we have to do, we're addressing content, and it's a full spectrum of the content.
Right.
So in some sense, it has to be tuned according to what the other track comes up with. You know, so but you can imagine that that there's, you know, when we talk about modules, we're essentially talking about you know, competencies that are in packages, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Could be addressed at multiple levels.
Yes, I mean you need a matrix, right? You want to have the competencies that you need as an ontologist, and then you want the how deep you can go depending on how much time on the education you spend. Obviously, the deeper you can go in the various competencies, but I think the best way to draw the boundary is basically you guys are mainly responsible for identifying the competencies, and our job would then be on the quality side to find how to bundle the competencies into packages that can be called curricula, and talk about how the competencies can be tested in principle. I mean, not the individual things that need to be tested. That would be, again, content, but rather the style of testing. Like, is it I don't know, do we need to work on an ontology project, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Is doing a test ontology or is that part of the requirements in order to get a degree?
Right, and I tend to agree with you, Fabian, and I also think that, you know, Amanda and Ralph's track, you know, has to address some of these competencies too, right?
Right. So, they need to identify which are the ones that we need in the future, right?
Yes, and then
part of it's going to be, you know, what skills are people using, right? You know, which may not be what, you know, if you get some academically trained folks and they're going to a different, you know, environment or which change environments, what new skills? What's the full set of essential skills, you know, in one form or another? And then that's informed in some sense the question of what should be in the content of the training. Doesn't determine it, but it informs it.
Right.
Yes, I mean, I agree. So there's intersections here, at least, or dependencies, if you will, among the at least the three tracks. And so, you know, and as we progress through the discussion in the discussions in the next few months, I think that we'll gradually have a better idea of, you know, what our focus should be and the connections between the individual tracks.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I've got to leave the meeting now, so bye.
Oh, okay, yes, we need to move on. Okay, thanks, Anthony. I guess maybe Elizabeth and Peter, you want to talk about your plan?
Yes, very much so. Essentially, I mean, if you go under 240Z, and we want to sort of label the track as future outlook, and the mission is to develop an outlook on the future of ontologists. And we will try to gain insight from the perspectives, from three different perspectives, from the market, from the educator's perspective, and from the individual's perspective, sort of cross into a time horizon of what is now, which is mainly Anthony and Arturo's survey, what should be happening in 2.5 years, 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years. And we will be making use of, for the future, we will be making use of the real-time Delphi process, and for the present, a normal survey process. And these are some of the pertinent questions, which, I mean, I'm just listing them as examples, and hopefully that jives with what each of the track champions are trying to answer. I put this up just as an example, but essentially what I need are the real questions from the real track champions. And for example, the pertinent questions may be, what are the skill sets that employers of ontologists will be looking for? When will the market be needing ontologists, and how many of them? From what academic background will ontologists come from? When will we start having ontology departments in universities and enterprises? What needs to happen between now and the day when we have these departments? What will be the typical career path of an individual? What would an individual have to do to pursue an ontology career? And so. The plan is for us to sort of use these and other questions that the track champions will supply us, and then we fold that into an RT Delphi study that helps people identify what each of the three perspectives would be, so that we can have the input and synthesize. The plan is, after we receive these questions or after we identify these questions, we will come up with a set of developments that we could use on the Delphi study. And we will use this organizing committee as a steering committee to sort of fine-tune the developments and the survey. And the study, and then we will use the entire summit community of summit participants, and especially the advisory committee, to provide the expert panel. So that's it, and I will sort of pass on to Elizabeth to explain what she means by developments and how we could frame the instrument. Elizabeth?
Yes. So these are two very important steps to be well understood. One is our collaboration among us, the steering committee, to make sure that we come up with the right development, because the quality of the final study is just as good as the questions asked on the quality of the people of the panel who answered. Now, the quality of the panel who answered, that's already established, these are experts, right, in the field. So we have to make sure that those developments are well formulated. If we answer to the steering committee, answer the questions that Peter listed there, what are the skill sets that employers or pathologists are looking for, or what will be the market. The one development, for example, is, I honestly have no idea what the skill set should be for pathologists. But if you come up with one answer, then we can say, yes, this is a development. This is the skill set an oncologist should have it, exactly as from 2048 and up to 2046, should have it now in 2 years and a half, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Four, the four universities will have at least one department teaching oncology. Now, in 2.5 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and also rate the probability. What's the probability that they will have, that all universities will have at least one department teaching oncology? What's the probability that all these organizations will have at least one profession of oncology? Is that in education, is that government, is that business, big corporations, or so we can ask you this question, but we have to come up with a development. The development is a statement. It's not an open-ended question. And it's a statement that we formulate in such a way that the respondent can then, own, just by picking either a time frame and a probability and or whoever would be in charge, for example, an institution. Is it the Ministry of Education? Is it science and technology? Maybe is it government at all or not? Is it NGOs or the academic community that should push for that development to be implemented? So these are three sets of kind of questions that we can ask concerning that specific development. Imagine a matrix. Exactly as you mentioned the matrix for the competence. But instead of competencies, in the competence column, you have listed the development. What do you want to achieve? What are the most potential probable development that should or will in the next 20 years. And then the next three columns, instead of levels, you have time frame, probability, and institution for the specific development. And then in each cell, you also have the possibility to go and click and give the reason. Why do you think it is already happening or not, or it will not happen, or it will happen just in 20 years or never? Why do you think it's science and technology ministry or no ministry whatsoever, and so on? So for each cell, the respondent can also give the reason why they answer this way. So we have both the quantitative and qualitative analysis concerning the specific development. But what's important is to come up with the right list of development. And I don't have enough knowledge in ontology to come up with that list of development, but it's your domain. So what I can help with is to set up the right type of questionnaire and analysis. So with the content that Amanda, Ralph, Mary, and so we'll come up with can be rated concerning the future or look at the future point of view.
Okay, so I guess that's where this steering committee or this organizing committee comes in. The gap that we need to fill is how we can get this group to very get to speed on what a Delphi study or what a real-time Delphi study means. And with that in mind, if people could look below the purple number 24 PM, listed some of the reference material that Elizabeth has already prepared for us. There's a background on what the Delphi and RC Delphi process is. There's an example on what a study would look like, which is actually what an online questionnaire is like on automobiles. I mean, it's not on this. And then there's a working demo on, there's also a study called the Future Possibilities for Education by 2030, which the Millennium Project has done some time ago. And if there's a link there, and if people can do a quick scan, folks would do a quick scan over those documents, then it's fairly easy to understand what we're trying to get at. And between the domain expertise here and the tools available and the experience Elizabeth and her team can supply us, I think we should be able to drop out some results even in this fairly short time span.
Or if we want to cheat and we want to shorten the time of doing your homework but understand faster, then I can set up a questionnaire for ontology if you give me at least, or how I imagine it. And then based on that, you can suggest any changes. But if you give me at least 2-3 dummy, very fast formulated developments that you would like to see how they would evolve between now and 20 years, then it takes me now time to set it up and send you the link and the login, and then you see how what are the possibilities.
Yeah, Elizabeth, I can work with you on that, and then we can post the sort of a preliminary prototype to this group. I can work with you offline.
Development, at least 2-3 developments.
Yes, I'll work with you on that.
Okay. Then let's make a time frame. Peter, can we do it today and email the list by the end of the day today? So tomorrow they get back to us with a few comments and have it ready for the 10th in the sense of just we know what we are talking about.
I think the priority, we don't have to be ready by the 10th. We have to know the partitioning and how to run these tracks by the 10th. We need to know how to run the instrument by the 17th. So I think between now and the 10th, the priority actually is to get everybody's missions right, and maybe and then between the 10th and the 17th, we'll have to get the instrument out. So between now and, let's say, the 10th or the 11th, I can work with you on a prototype.
Peter?
Right. What I meant is it wasn't to get the instrument ready, but to get feedback from the steering committee if they like the tool at all or not. And their feedback if they understood what we expect from them as collaboration.
Barry.
Yeah, I think that since the goals of this summit are already quite enormous, we don't want to explode matters too far, especially given our experience in previous years where email explosions caused by ontology summits caused more problems than they provided solutions. So can I make a very simple suggestion?
Please.
It seems to me that there is one truly valuable aspect of your proposal, which we should focus on at least provisionally, and then your the specific kinds of prognoses could be added on as we see fit as time goes by. To keep things simple at the beginning, I would like to propose that you focus on the issue of market demand for ontologists. There is a government service called Input, which lists government-funded research projects. That service alone lists 62 government-funded projects which explicitly require ontologists. They are actually employing ontologists. I know of many other such projects, including projects in industry. I think to have a good view of what actually is the market need for ontologists would be a very useful driver for everything else in the summit. And so that would be what I would suggest you concentrate on in the beginning. You should be aware, Elizabeth, that this community is very easily given to email explosions. I don't mean the organizing committee. I mean the whole Ontolog Forum Summit-involved community. And we should try as far as possible to create a simple space of issues which they can address rather than generating potential avenues along which people can run in directions that would just cause problems.
Yes, this is actually exactly what you are pointing to, is that we try to develop an instrument to contain the inputs rather than having them sort of go all over the place on the email exploder. Because then if we could list the question, I mean, ask the specific questions and get a set of expert opinion on it, especially if we could even reduce it to just radio buttons that people can click, we would get results much more quickly than if we just ask an open-ended question on the email exploder. This is exactly, I think we are agreeing with each other violently.
Okay, so the desk wouldn't include open-ended questions,
No, the open-ended questions will be to this group, whereby we will then develop a set of what the futures researchers call developments, which are single statements that sort of addresses, for example, one single variable and what people and to collect people's opinion on it. I mean, whether it's a probability or whether it's something else.
Okay, that volunteered to me.
So instead of asking how many ontologists will people hire, we will reduce it to one statement saying that government will hire 1,000 ontologists in the year 2015. And then we'll just ask people, as the experts or people who are informed, like Barry or Nicola or the people who are working for government, and they will say, oh, the probability of that is 100%, or the probability of that is 0%, or 55%, or whatever. The future, I mean, it's everybody's guess, but the beauty of this is that we are asking the experts, and we are not just asking John Doe on the street, I mean, how many ontologists are going to be hired. We are supposedly asking the right people.
Yes, sorry, I was not part of the conference. Mm. I'm back now. I don't know if you got my message, that I would appreciate if you give me the link to those two government-funded projects that need ontologists.
Hello?
Derek. So I can just tell you the name of the database. It's called Input, I-N-P-U-T. It's a pay-per-view database of government contracts.
Who has access to this?
That particular datum was one of the topics of our discussion at the OIC meeting, the Ontology for the Intelligence Community meeting.
I'd be interested to know how they were identified, since some organizations, including my own, don't actually use the word ontology in the job title.
I don't know how the datum was arrived at, but it was presented by somebody who is who knows what he's talking about, and he has a company called Revolytics, which supplies ontology, or wiki-based ontology authoring services to the to government. And you can contact him, and I'm sure he would give you more instructions.
That'd be Michael Lang.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yes. Yeah.
So could you cite the statistics again? You said there were, what, 64?
62 government-funded projects which are explicitly recruiting or have recruited ontologists at the moment.
Barry, can you post that website?
Which one?
The one that listed the 64 jobs.
All I know is the name of the source. I believe it's a you have to pay for it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's probably you could gain access to it.
Well, there's USA Jobs too. I mean, that's where government jobs are posted. So maybe it's derived from that.
Probably, yes.
Okay.
Many of those projects won't be direct hiring ontologists. They'll be signing contracts with somebody to supply ontologists. So
exactly.
They may not be there.
So some of you guys were at OIC recently. Is there a slide or a presentation from the Revolytics people?
No, this was part of the discussion at the end of the meeting about the question of ontologist training, because that was a big issue for the participants.
So it wasn't a presentation?
No, it was a discussion basically directed by me, at which the main participants were consultant, contracting agencies, government agencies, ontology employees.
Yeah, I captured the gist of what you were telling us under 24QK. I'll take out presentation. I'll say suggested.
I have problems with my internet connection at the moment, but I'll find it.
Okay.
Okay. Folks, we need to move on. I think we need to. Looks like the most important thing is making sure what we understand what the agenda is for Thursday.
Yep. And then,
go ahead.
Yeah. Very quickly, I want to gain some consensus on what we're doing the following week, because that will be the virtual panel session one. What I have labeled it, I mean, again, this is just a straw man, is to call that session one the surveying the landscape and possibilities. That's when we will tell people the type of questions we'll be asking and the type of the way we're going to ask it, if we are going to put up surveys or Delphi studies and so on. That's when we will launch the surveys that we will ask people to respond to, if we have a survey. And hopefully we will have the surveys by then. that sound doable?
I think we want to kick off the surveys, right?
Right. Of course, we can only kick off the surveys if we have the surveys ready by then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess that we need to understand what we want to include in the survey. Do we want to include information from every track?
Not information, but I mean, we would want to, we would want to find out from every track what answers the track champions would be looking for from the community, and then we reduce that into the survey.
Okay, so we need to establish a deadline to have that set of questions in to the organizing committee, right?
Right. Essentially, there will be two sets, as I see it. I mean, as Anthony and Arturo has properly identified, and there's a present, which will be surveyed with a normal survey instrument, and then a future, which will be surveyed with a RT Delphi instrument. They're slightly different in the way they're handled, but we probably, between Arturo, Anthony, Elizabeth, and myself, we can probably present it in one single user interface as an online form, as a set of online forms. But the respondents probably would only see one thing.
Tuesday for the organizing committee?
Yeah, we have one next Tuesday, but then again, that will be 2 days before we launch it. So
when do you think our goal would be to have these questions?
You know, if we had all the questions, which I was hoping to have all the questions by today, we would at least develop the first sort of straw man for this group to comment. So let's go back onto the requests for track missions and pertinent questions that each track would ask. And we would, at least from the futures track, we would develop the instrument based on those. Still remember the ABC under 24NT. So it's the C.
What's the number again?
24NT. So from each track and subtrack, I mean, what we were looking for is a track mission label, which we have settled, and then the pertinent question, which is the main thing that at least Elizabeth and I will be looking for.
Okay, so track mission, label, and question.
Right.
Leave the call, I'm afraid. I have another meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. Okay, so we don't have all the questions, labels, or missions yet, right?
Well, we have the labels now.
So we need a statement of the track mission and then some pertinent questions.
Questions within each track. I mean, what are the tracks trying to answer? Or what are the tracks looking for from the community? Not just from the co-champions. I mean, the co-champions will wear a different hat when they supply those answers. But more importantly, what are the questions?
Yeah, so but one of the issues is that, if we come up with for the survey, I mean, there may be responses to the questions, right? So not just answers, but discussion about, whether these questions are appropriate. Do we want to get away from that?
Just try again.
So in other words, we could come up with questions, but when we open this up for discussion, there could be some discussion about whether these are the right questions.
Jackie, let's have the questions first, and then we digest. If each threat is sending us a set of issues that are on their mind, they don't have to be questions, they can be issues, because we have to reformulate them in statements, in developments anyhow. And then we feed back to the whole community, I mean to the whole, the steering committee, the digestion. And then they say, oh, that's not what I meant. I'm really interested, because some might overlap. Some might look at the same issue, but from different angles. So instead of going back and forth with many emails, let's cut off on the emails and just send each track champion sends the set of issues that they are interested in. Peter and I, we digest them, get back to the whole community, the whole set, and if they don't find one of the issues that is really important to them, then they get back to us. What about this?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So then you kind of have a straw man and you're feeding the discussion as opposed to letting it just be wide open to begin with.
This is parallel. I mean, the track champions still would moderate discussions on the mailing list. But, I mean, we also put some of these things into instruments so that we get direct answers.
Right.
Rather than getting essay answers, we get clicks of radio buttons and probabilities and things like those.
Since we don't have all those yet, I mean, I would suggest that the track champions send their responses today. Unfortunately, many of the co-champions are not present.
Right. I mean, sending them today is definitely good, because the champions would probably want to have that as part of their preparation or mindset for Thursday anyway. So when they're preparing for Thursday, they'll have to think over these. I mean, and if they have slides, I wanted the slides by noon tomorrow anyway. So we might as well.
Okay, but we may not have participation by all the champions simply because they're not present.
We've got a lot of material from Anthony and Arturo already, so it's sort of the content track and the professional context track.
Okay.
I
put some questions in that email, but Ralph hasn't had a chance to look at it yet.
Right. So I mean, since the Amanda and Leo, you're both here, and Fabian is still here, and he can represent the quality track. So we actually have a good presence, even now.
Well, yes. Although I first of all, I don't know what I mean. You nominated me to join my team colleagues just half an hour ago, so I have no idea what they have been talking and I'm about. What they were planning, and I'm afraid they didn't. I'm not sure whether I'll try to get in touch with Barry. Actually there are not that many questions from our side, because I mean that's probably, I mean, the participants in the Delphi are going to be the specialists on ontologists. Ontology. And we don't really have questions related to ontology, but rather about certification and verification, and that's more, you know, that's actually a professional of education who would be able to answer a question about that anyhow. So maybe there are not that many questions that we actually would have for the community, because it's more about
I would think you would need to have some questions about, I'm out of lane here, but And to people who manage, hire, evaluate ontologists in terms of what kind of assurances they need to get out of a certification, or what they that sort of thing.
You mean what they consider to be reliable, hallmark of a reliable institution?
What they would look kind of something they would look for if they thought there were any. I wasn't going to look for it. I know for several years there's been this complaint that people can't find ontologists, and it's partly because there aren't enough, but it's also partly because they can't find the ones that are there. Because there's particular patterns of looking, ways that they look for people.
See, thank you. That's an excellent suggestion. I didn't. Okay. You're right.
I would also say that just from I'm not out of lane, but the contribution. From my perspective as somebody who's managed, hired, and had to deal with other people's hires on my team, I think you'd find a lot of people like me with that hat on who say some things about what they need in certifications that aren't there in the current.
Okay. Thank you. I think I will send you an email and ask you to elaborate.
Yeah, please use the mailing list, because all these things are so intertwined, we might as well have everyone on the same page. Otherwise, we will just go round and round in these meetings.
Okay, folks, I think we're approaching the end here. So I think we need to provide questions and a mission statement today if possible.
Right.
And then tomorrow by roughly noon, Peter, you need to...
End of the day. If I get at the end of the day, all the presentation material for Thursday, I will consider myself blessed.
That'd be rare, but... I think we're at an end then. Are there any other issues that we need to bring up?
Peter, could you just send out an email to everybody where you ask them, give them put down what you expect and when you need it, so...
that's what I did last week. So I'll do it again this week.
Yeah, maybe just resend it.
All right.
Okay, if there's no other business, folks, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.